We are official on Facebook Live. We've got about 8 people that joined us. Welcome, everyone. You actually get to hear some more of this a little later if you stick around long enough with us. Get to hear some Pink Floyd. Or is our variation going to be called Pink Floyd, or it's not going to be called, not going to be called Brit, is it? Because we're not Brit. It's all good indeed. So remember, those of you who have any prayer requests, we're taking them as we go along here. We're going to share with you some music. Music will give you a message, and we'll be lifting it up and get back into some more music, because that's what happens with our... For those of you who looked at my page, you saw who our studio audience is here. So I posted a picture of that earlier. And if you didn't see it, we'll swing rack around to it later. Just for fun, right? Just for fun. So it's good. Yeah, TJ, absolutely, make it happen. So we got TJ hanging out, and uh-oh, guess who's joined? Does that mean we got to go to it? Like the first, maybe the first part of the first verse. Noah's joined us. We always know what happens when Noah joins us. It's at the very end. It's at the very end. You with paper might actually be in your better shape than I am, actually. Yep. We always like to say hello to Noah in this way.
Verse and a chorus.
A verse and a chorus? Sure. Sure. But which verse? Should it be like the last
imagine
verse?
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the God I love.
Okay, two verses
in time. So happy together.
Change the rules now?
If I should call you up, invest a dime, and say that you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, Jesus, the skies will be blue for all my life.
That's all we're going to give you today, Noah. We keep playing the song every week, but we love you, and we know you love the song. Actually, let's finish up on the ba-ba-ba's house. Song, isn't it?
It is very.
Help me figure out how to
so happy together.
Sure.
So happy together. So happy together. So happy together. So happy together.
You're right. You have to just do the ending of that song.
Locked in that minor thing.
You just got to do the song. We love when Noah joins because that means we sing the song. And because it is the... Did I write that on here? Did I call it like the Noah song or something? Maybe I should have.
You should, yeah. It's not there. You should.
And I've already decided I'm going to have to put this at the first page instead of the last page. This is a lot of page turning for me on this. So, but you got that awesome foot thing. You just kind of stomp on it, don't you?
Select a page down.
Yeah, but I got Windows.
So if I'm on page 55, I'm on page 55.
Oh, wait a second. I should be able to do that too. Oh, duh. Oh, man.
He's sitting.
Oh, wait a second.
Conducting a band over here.
But my, wait a second. Let's see here. Let's see if I did that and then did that.
Oh. Techie?
Excellent, Brandon. Thank you.
Did I out-tech you?
You actually did.
That's not good.
You did on that one. That's fantastic. Fantastic. All right, who else is hanging out with us? We got about 16 or so watching out. I see Betsy is joined. Hello. Judy Creasy's hanging out with us. Mary Sheldon, hello. And again, let me scroll backwards to make sure I didn't miss. No, I don't have to. I already see TJ on there. So again, prepare requests. We're writing them down. Stay around here with us. We've got some music for you. So Melody's clicking, I believe. Yes, Melody?
Sure am.
All right, who's starting this one?
I think that'll be me.
You are the word of the beginning, born without the Lord in our heart.
Too. T-Dog is saying hello. T-Dog is here. T-Dog's in the house. Gary Wisman saying hello. Debbie is hanging out here. Debbie and I. That must mean that it's logged in as Debbie. It says Debbie and I. So does this mean that Linda is typing? Okay. Or is Debbie addressing herself in the third person? Regardless. Sue Bug's hanging out here too. And you know what? She wrote a lot of extra words. Hold on a second. Write this one down for her. She's asking for prayers for her good friend Allison at Jewish Hospital ICU. She's fighting this COVID-19 garbage and viral pneumonia. So we're lifting her up, Sue, for sure. But let me write that one down so we can be very specific with this like we are now.
Same chords. I wasn't that far off.
You weren't that far off. Okay. That's all good. No, Noah's got a prayer request too. Let me get this one. Yep. Same thing. Going to come in against that COVID garbage.
Song.
That's right. That's right. God always kind of gets that. Okay. So there's been a song that's been gaining some popularity, and it made it popular enough that we decided we'd give it I guess our own variation.
It made
on
it down to Ross. It must be popular now. It's long past its prime. It made it to us. Look at me like
I'm part
that.
Of the music selection committee, and I approve this song.
And I approve
You're
this
part
message.
Of the music selection committee, right. And you approve this message.
That's right. She approves this message. Okay, well then, Brandon, I think you clicked it off here for us, didn't you? Ready?
Yeah. It's Thursday,
it is
folks.
Thursday.
It is a very, yes. very significant Thursday because it's a Thursday.
Well, and for our first-time watchers, we need to quantify. So Thursday's the night we practice. So a lot of these songs, including this one, we've gone through maybe
half a time.
Twice tops, which is actually more than probably what you're going to hear some of these other songs that we do. So we thank you for your forgiveness, and we want you to tune back in on Sunday watch us on the church page, because we will you compare, right? You can compare. See how much worse or better we got.
That's the band name right there. Forgiveness is real.
Forgiveness is very real. Amen.
That's how we make it through it.
Yes, and amen. Okay. All right, Brandon, close us off here.
I'm getting back of my head on it.
Melody will help you.
Okay.
Pretty well for the third run through, didn't it? Okay,
we made it to the
end. It was fun regardless. Okay, who else is rolling in? Whoops, I got to scroll backwards. All right, we got Kelsey asking for prayer against this Lyme disease garbage. I know she's been messing with and other things, Kelsey. So, bless God, we come against that Lyme disease, and we thank you, Lord, that Kelsey's set free. So I'm writing that one down too. Hold on. What's T-Dog right there, Melody? What's he saying? Prayer for what?
It's a chronic cough. So we can get back to work.
Debbie Kunick writes, love that song. Kathy Edwards is loving the song. Mona. I thought that Melody Conrad. It's far enough away. Mona Conrad's loving this. Yeah, see, we just keep Melody singing songs and life is good, right? Keep these two over that end singing.
Everybody's
cool when I sing. Oh, never mind. But anyway, Noah's loving that song too. So let's sing another song, shall we? This is what Cable 4, isn't it?
Three, please. Three.
Oh, that's right. Three. I'm glad you said that. Or two if you want. Cable 3, Karen.
It's saying something when Mr. John Denver wants to go down a key. There's a peace I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail. There's an anchor for my soul, I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won, He's risen from the dead, and I will rise when He calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain, I will rise on eagle's wings before my God. Fall on my knees and rise, I will rise.
There's a day that's drawing near, when this darkness fades to light, and the shadows disappear.
I hear the cry of every
those who wait for the Lord's help find renewed strength. They rise up as if they had eagle's wings. They run without growing weary, and they walk without getting tired. Yes and amen. Stephen posts on here, hey, he's got a new job, or actually his parish renewed. I think he told me he got a job at, I don't know if I'm misreading this. We're rejoicing in the job that you either have or will be getting. How's that? Because God is good.
Simple songs like that last one give you a moment to think about.
He writes April 2020. This is April 2020, and this is it. Stephen's been carrying the course. God bless you, Stephen. Keep pressing on. Debbie knows Stephen, so she's coming back to him also. He starts after Easter. Nice. That's fantastic. Fantastic.
So on during the last song, because the last thing I'd be thinking about while playing a song is the song itself.
wait a second. Are you trying? Okay, go on.
Last week we did Kenny Rogers, right?
We did.
Because he unfortunately passed.
Do you have another Kenny Rogers you're going to toss?
No, I want some Joe Diffie.
Now you want Joe Diffie.
I want some Joe Diffie. He passed this past week.
Oh, that's right. That's right. What was that? There's a couple of them. They're escaping me now. What was one of the popular ones?
John Deere Green. Pickup Man. Prop me up beside the jukebox.
Prop me up beside the jukebox and I die.
Oh, we should do it.
All right, I guess we're going to have to do that one, aren't we? Okay, we have to work out. Actually, you know what?
Can we figure out Devil Danced in Empty Pockets?
I don't know.
We have
an Emmaus gathering. There's going to be an Emmaus gathering right here, Saturday at 7 o'clock. You can get the same praise team. We're going to have the very low energy, wink, 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 chuckle, chuckle, Dave Mack. And those of you who don't know Dave Mack, he's quite the opposite of low energy. But he's going to be leading us in online communion too. And we have Dave Wilson here, who is the Northern Lights Emmaus lay director right now. And he will share some updates, what's going on. And, of course, we've been sharing a lot by email too. So that'll be on Saturday at 7 o'clock. And who knows what we'll do with that. One of the songs I do want to do then, Brandon, though, because I've been wanting to do every time that we've had an Emmaus gather here, is Don't Fear the Reaper. So we will work that one up for Saturday and see how that moves and goes. What are you trying to find a song now? You are, aren't you?
Don't mind me. Sorry. I am absolutely on topic here. I am on the ball.
So are we going to do your song now? Are we going on to the next one?
No, we can go on to the next one. We're good.
Right.
We're good.
We'll deviate, but God is good. God is able. So this is actually going to be part of our call to worship, but we'll do it as the song. Although, Aunt Melody, will you bless us on top of it? Kind of like how we always have the pastor do that? Yes. Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. So here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
Wherever we are right now, even though we're separated, we know that you are coming into each and every space and you are making it holy, because God, we invite you in. And once we make that free will choice and we say, yes, we want you in this space, we want you in this place, then there you will dwell. There you will come in, and there you will sit with us. You will abide with us. You will be with us. So thank you, God. Thank you for being with us. Moments. Thank you for being with us in this space and in every place that we are. Thank you for being God. Thank you for who you are. Amen.
King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. You came to the earth, you created all.
say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. And I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. Oh, I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. So here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
It's a pretty old song, isn't it? I like it. Who else has strolled in here? Let's see. Pam has joined us. Pam Farber's joined us. The T-Dog's getting excited because Dave Mack's going to be here. That's right, T-Dog. Spread the word. Spread the word. Spread the word. He was the spiritual director on the Chrysalis fight that T-Dog was on, so that's good. Karen, are you feeling like you want to or don't for O'Hail? She's giving me the look.
That's the problem.
Well, you know what? Wait, that's the one where you did the key change. I'll make it easy on you. We won't do it. We'll make it easy. Then we'll go into our song that we...
It probably isn't any easier, but
we're okay. We're going to... This is practice. This is still practice on this song. There's going to be a lot of missed notes, wrong notes, missed, okay. Guys, for clarity.
For the music nerds out there.
Okay, so, all right.
This song starts in what's known as four-quarter time. Think of your average pop song. One, two, three, four. Yep, those pops that he's making. This song, when you go into the verses, is in what is called 7/8 time. That is 7/8 notes per measure. 7 is an odd number. We're used to even numbers in music. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. We're learning.
Yeah, it'll be much better on Sunday. Trust me.
Well, I don't have to sing on it, though. So.
Or actually, maybe I should say it another way. It won't be any worse on Sunday. How's that?
That's a big problem.
Okay, so all right. So what I want to do, guys, on this one, we're not going to do the key change. So no key change. Stay on the one for D. And the key of D. No, no capos.
Yeah,
no
did.
Capos. Key of D. I didn't.
Maybe that was the problem.
Is that what the problem was?
We had capos too.
Well, that means you're doing an E then. Which one? Are you looking at C or are you looking at D? Oh, well, then you would be capo too because I'm looking at D. So which way do you want to play it? However you play it.
No, do what we did before. Do whatever you did before.
Well, I'm going to be doing it in D. However you want to match me is awesome. Is that easier for you to form that?
This shows how little I actually pay attention to him. I had no clue I was doing it different the whole time. It sounded fine, but...
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. King of Israel, welcome to our hearts. Here to reign in righteousness, O ruler of the world, ruler of our hearts. Now ascend your throne. You are the King of kings, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, 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 to Jerusalem, to the sons of man, riding on in rental strength. Oh, come to save the own, come to give a life. Kingdom is at hand. You are the King of kings, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna, 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 King of Israel.
Into our hearts, here to reign in righteousness. O ruler of the world, ruler of our hearts, hear us and your throne. You are the King of kings, Hosanna.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna.
To Jerusalem, to the sons of men, riding on in gentle strength. Oh, come to save your love, come to save your life. Kingdom is at hand. You are the King of kings, Hosanna.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna.
One more time.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna again. Hosanna, 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 one last time. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna.
Ooh, I got the last note right. Hey, we only lost two people through that. Thank you. Thank you for 20 of you sticking around and surviving that one. Oh, it was actually,
that is the,
okay, it is a fun song, but we just gotta
epitome
gotta learn it
of the Thursday night performance.
That's true. Absolutely. Absolutely. So okay, so so on Saturday at our Emmaus gathering, and also this Sunday, we are going to have online communion here. So Dave Mack will be leading us on Saturday. We'll have Reverend Dr. Todd Anderson, who is the United Methodist District Superintendent. Is that the right verbiage? I think I said it right.
What did you say?
Never mind. He'll be here. He'll be doing communion also. So you're going to get to do communion.
He's the Ohio River Valley District Superintendent.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Gotcha. Melody's got all that figured out. Yes, so what will happen? Well, you're not going to be served communion. You'll bring your own elements, okay? Bring your own. I'll talk to you about it here in a little later, but you're going to bring your own. We'll bring our own elements. So for those of you who are all concerned on the social distancing, don't worry. You know, everybody's got their own separate thing. He's not going to be serving us. However, there will be, especially on Sunday, there's actually, for our church members and anybody else who wants to be with it, on the website, rossumc.org, rossumc.org. Click on Watch Live, and there's a PDF you can download that has the order of the communion. So there'll be some things. He'll say something, you say something, just like you'd be here. You're just going to be doing it from home. So that'll be kind of neat, kind of different. Let's sing what we're going to be singing for communion on, we'll probably do this one for both Saturday and for Sunday.
Father's arms are open wide for forgiveness.
Song. Thank you, Noah, and others are still hanging out with us here. We are going to have so we even do offering. We don't have anybody here to, other than our studio audience. We should bring one of them forward at some point here, shall we? We will do that. So we'll be singing this one here. I am loved, I am loved, I can risk loving you. For the one who knows me best loves me more. I am loved, you are loved, won't you please take my hand? We are free to love each other, we are loved. You are loved, you are loved, you can be. Feeling lucky on the other one, Karen? Do you want to skip this one too? You're better on this one, she says. So we're still remember forgiveness is real. We love your forgiveness. We only ran through this like half of a time. I don't even think we ran fully through this one. This is going to be our closing hymn. And actually, on this one, yeah, not on this one, not on this one. Yeah, just do guitar. Whatever you're doing, piano. Yeah, don't do that guitar sound on there. I've already got.
What do you got against guitars?
Accept the prayers we bring.
Tempo was fine. Although I actually haven't listened to it on piano, I might actually have to do the organ next time.
I feel like guitar and drums are really having a hard time through that. We might need to try it again.
No. Well, let's do our post. Oh, there you go. Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, we'll definitely do organ. Okay, keep that.
There's way too much power for one.
Actually, do one verse with organ. Let's do verse one again. Do with organ.
Let's resume the position.
Definitely okay. Definitely organ. I missed that on the first round. Whew, yeah, definitely. Big time. Whatever sound that was, we like that.
I was there for the last note.
Yeah. All right, let's see what else I got here before we do our next song here. Hold on.
She says it's a Joni song?
I forgot about Joni.
Prayer, thank you. Thank you, Kathy, for reminding us here for Wanda Bevington's mother, Joyce Jones, who's currently in hospice. And, yeah, Debbie had said that's... Melody, scroll down there for me on that one. Yeah, Debbie had said, yes, that's a Joni song. Really? Which one? Actually, which one? Was it the one we just sang, though? Glory, Laud, and Honor? I have to go back and see if that was... Was it? Do you remember Joni doing that one? Karen, you don't remember Joni singing that one. Yeah, it must have been another song. She'll reply back, I'm sure, because bless God, she's blessing us here. So that's good. All right. A song by who? The guy with two first names or two last names?
Well, his first name is his last, and his last name is his first.
You know, I'm really trying to figure this out. Is this like a parents trying to be creative, or they weren't creative?
I just want to know what his middle name is. Okay, so Philip Phillips.
And it's funny because the very first time I had this, not knowing Philip Phillips, I thought it was Phillips and Phillips. So then I was...
It's a law firm, isn't it?
Probably.
Okay.
Or it should be. Or maybe it's...
Philip Phillips and Son?
Or maybe it's like a milk of magnesia or something you apply... Never mind. Carrie,
I just want to know his middle name.
Stop while you're ahead. Like, hold on.
Yeah, that's the problem. I've got too much of the world in my head. I got to get more of the world out of my head. Ah! Oh, actually, what did I write here? This is performed on... Oh, it was on American Idol. There you go. Written by Greg Holden in the key of... Oh, we got key of C time signature. Hey, if anybody's interested, it's time signature too, Sue. Beats per minute, 121. Note these are... Yeah, we don't need to read all that to me. Okay, so...
E, D, C, if you're picking rather than strumming, be aware of this. I ain't picking.
Pick it. Pick or pick it. Take it. Whatever. Start, will you?
I got some serious... Put me in John Fogerty vibe out of it.
Sorry. Oh, John Fogerty? We should do some John Fogerty.
Like Hammond organ or something.
Hit it.
What's one where the keys are the opposite colors or whatever? I can do this forever.
Hold on to me as we go. As we roll down this unfamiliar road, although this weight is stringing us along, just know you're not alone. It's gonna make this place your home. Settle down. Drag it down. You get lost, you can. trouble, it might drag you down. If you get lost, you can always be found. Just know you're not alone. It's gonna make this place your home.
Joyce.
Rolling.
Joyce Lear has joined us. Welcome.
In the Thursday service.
Nice. All right. All right. Well, for those of you who have just been tuning in, remember we're taking prayer requests, so share a prayer request here with us. We got pulled a song that we out of the archives here. We did. See, when did you come back from Africa, Mel? Tell everybody when you were in Africa. When was that?
I was in all of June and then first half of July.
What year?
This year. Well, no, wait. No, wait.
Uh-huh.
July of this year.
Gotcha.
Johnny, you didn't remember. That's why you asked.
I don't remember that scene
that's
from Back to the Future.
That's correct. I didn't. You're right. I didn't remember. That's why I did ask you. Trick.
It was a good time.
Well, tell them a little bit about what you did there.
Well, why tell them about what I did when I can tell about... I just talked to my friend from Africa 2 days ago.
Even better. Tell them.
Maybe 3 days ago. But
yeah, what are the long distance rates?
It's the long distance rates. But he's doing good. But it sounds like it's just as closed down as it is over here.
He's
in Lusaka.
Which is?
It's the capital city of Zambia.
Which is? And what part of Africa?
The middle of Africa.
Questions.
What else do you want to know?
What's the temperature there right now? How cold or warm is it?
All right, let's just sing the song then. Okay.
What's the air pressure?
He's asking me hard questions.
Is it? What time zone?
They're 6 hours ahead of us.
There you go.
I know that. I don't know what the time zone is, but
I think that's the central.
No, wait. Are they six? Or are they? Oh. I have a song for you.
It's the weirdest intro to this song ever.
Keep going. I'm going to get it right.
He's trying, folks.
Here we go. Hear the drums echoing tonight.
There we are.
Hey, this person's been a long conversation. She's coming home, 12:30 flight. Moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide her towards salvation. I stopped an old man on the way, hoping to find an old forgotten blues ancient melody. He turned to me as if to say, "Hey boy, he's waiting there for you. Gonna take a month to drag me away from you. There's nothing that a 100 men or more can ever do. I bless the rains down in Africa. Gonna take some time to do the things we never had." The dogs cry out in the night. They grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know an
I must do what's right. Sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus of the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become. Gonna take a life to drag me away from you. There's nothing that a hundred men or more could ever do. I bless the rains down in Africa. I'll take some time to do the things we never had.
At that toward that part when we're doing all that stuff, I'm expecting you to do the stuff that
because
that,
we yeah, obviously yeah, don't yeah. expect him because to do that.
Yeah, I was expecting you to just launch into that, and you and I was that was fun though, a lot of fun. You'll get it on Sunday or Saturday. We can do this on a Saturday if you want.
Whether you like it or not.
No, I probably won't do that.
Yeah,
on
we're
Sunday,
not Toto.
But definitely on Sunday though. We could probably do it on Sunday.
So all totally right,
who else has rolled in here with us? I'm seeing Stephen. Brent, absolutely. God's providing here. Okay, so Brandon and I have been talking. Thanks, Karen.
That's always
Brandon,
dangerous.
Yeah, it's always dangerous. So every now and then we come up with these very, very interesting, and we've not actually officially run through this all the way, but it's my part's easy.
We hadn't run through it at all.
Well, you're right, actually, we haven't. Although, for those of you who tuned in early, they heard a tiny little piece.
Well, yeah, I should say, I was
a tiny little piece. Those were with
band.
Us right at the very start.
Collectively, we have not tried this.
All right, so, and you're singing this, right? Whichever
Lord help us.
I gave you two sets of lyrics, so your pleasure. No lyrics, no words on the screen for this one. So there was this group many moons back in my era, actually, which is always amusing to see Brandon do all this stuff. But Pink Floyd did a song called "Comfortably Numb." No, we're gonna do. Should I do the message? Oh, I do, don't I? Well, Brandon, let's hold off on this. Let me share a quick message. You can get all your stuff set up. How's that sound? All right. So we're gonna give we'll share a brief little message here. Then we'll get back into some music to finish us out for Thursday night. So hold on. You want a costume change? No, he's good. I can hear that song now.
Actually, what could I do with this? There ain't nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Up in the morning, out in the garden, pick you a rifle, don't get on. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer, all winter without them, the culinary bum. I forgot all about the sweating and the digging. Every time I go out, I'm picking you big. Okay, yep, there's your Phil. Hi, Phil. it's not Phil, it's John.
This song. Yay, it's on. So Melody had to actually kind of, we're having so much fun with music. Melody said, hey, you're going to share a message. Oops. here, let's kill this. So I'll take care of that. Excellent. Okay. Oh, Melody, can you pick that up for me? All right. And with the thrills, thank you, Melody, and the thrills of the way Facebook works, I've got to bring you up on my phone. So I can see. Thanks for being here, Karen. We'll see you on Saturday. All right. It starts at 7, so no later than 6, so we can run through some stuff. Yeah. Yeah, and it's not gonna be exactly the same music, but it'll be stuff, you know. Because we have the Emmaus gathering happening at 7 o'clock here, our virtual Emmaus gathering, and again that'll be with communion and lots of other great stuff. So here we go, finally got it up. It's one of the challenges here of that Facebook forces me to do. I got to bring it up on the phone so I can have a chance. And again, if you got any prayer requests, go ahead and share them with us. If I didn't mention one to you and it scrolled off the screen, please go ahead and say it again. I'll make sure we get it written down, and so you can see. Well, I guess you should see who. I guess I should share with you who I'm actually who I have the privilege of sharing a message with right now. So here they are. Here's the family. All right, and for those of you who were looking at my page earlier, you got to see the gang. This is the gang, all right? They are here 24/7, all right? They are always in prayer for you. You think I'm kidding? God is good. God is good. God is able. Indeed. Okay, so for those of you who are kind of following what I've been doing on for my posts on Facebook, I've got a page called Faith for Healing. If you go to faithforhealing.org, it'll take you to a Facebook page where I post there twice a day. And one of the things I've been posting from in the morning is this book from Jonathan Kahn called The Book of Mysteries. And I decided to bring this one in for you. So, because there's so many good ones in here. But today's in particular was one that kind of caught my attention. I wanted to share this with you. One of the things I really like about The Book of Mysteries that Jonathan Kahn does is he gives you the Hebrew background, the Jewish background, and a lot of Hebrew words, and really kind of digs into a lot of what the meaning is with a lot of this stuff. And this particular one is the Avanim, which is the weights of the balance. So one of the way that trade happened back in the days of Jesus was done with weights and balances. So they'd have a balance and they'd have weights. Well, these weights were like little stones, and the stones had markings on them, so they know what the weight was. And of course, the people that were dishonest would have them where it say one thing, but it really didn't weigh exactly the same thing, so they would cheat you. So with that in mind, I'm going to read straight out of this, so you can kind of get a feel for how this flows through. So you'll hear this referred to as the teacher. All right. So this is a person essentially talking about his experience with the teacher. The teacher led me into a chamber he had never shown me before. It was illuminated by the light of oil lamps and filled with round stones of varying sizes. We sat down by a small table, and he opened up a cloth bag filled with the small stones and poured them out onto the tabletop. They were round and light in color, each engraved with what appeared to be ancient letters. "What are they?" I asked. He says, "These are the Avanim," he said, "the weights of the balance. And this is the chamber of measures." So check this out. I mean, they're in the chamber of measures, okay, with this. "And these were the measures and standard used in ancient times to determine values, weights, and quantities." He then took out a second bag and emptied its contents on the table. "Those look the same as the others, but they're not. These are false measures. They've been altered weights. Inscriptions have been changed so that they no longer match the weight of the stone. This one says a shekel, and this one weighs less than a shekel. It would have been used by a corrupt merchant to make an item appear to be heavier or greater than it was. So the merchant had redefined the measure to conform it to his will and the way he wants." So he's cheating people, right? It was dishonesty. So he picked up one of the stones and then continued. "Altered weights not only concern corrupt merchants, but also civilizations." He says, "When a civilization redefines its values, when it changes the meaning and definitions of reality away from God and away from the created order, when it alters the measures of morality, of right and wrong, to conform them to their will and desires, it is dealing with altered weights, false measures, deceptive balances. And in turning the objective into the subjective, turning man into God.
So dishonesty, right? And boy, this is really hitting home to me reading this because we see a compromise. How do you get defeated by the enemy, right? It's one compromise at a time. You don't notice it right away, but one compromise at a time will pull down you. It'll pull down a civilization. It'll pull down your family. One compromise at a time. So that's why we got to stand firm. At that, he emptied another bag of weights onto the table and began reading their inscriptions. And this one says good, and on the other side it said evil. And the one said one side said life, and the other side said death. One side said idol, the other side said God. One side said male, the other side said female. One side said sacred, the other side said profane. This one says marriage, and this one says child in the womb. They have all become altered weights, false measures, changed values, signs of corruption. So how do you escape the corruption of shared weights? And the answer is really simple. Never change the truth. That's God's truth. Never change the truth to fit your will. Change your will to fit the truth. Never bend the word of God to fit your life. Bend your life to fit the word of God. So beware of the false standards. Stay far away from the weights of falsehood. And at the bottom, it shares what essentially your mission for the day, for this is a daily devotional. He said the mission, conform today your will to the truth and your ways to the word of God and your life to the image of God and uphold the weights of the balance. Honesty, right? Honesty. And what's nice, too, is they always put some different scriptures in here. In this case, it was dealing with Proverbs 11:1, Proverbs 16:11, and Isaiah 5:20, which all spoke of God's, how he abhors the dishonest. And it talks about the weights and the shekels and that. So that was just one. That was one for today that I wanted to go ahead and share with you and run through with that. So I hope that shares a blessing with you because again, I'm going to hold this up for you again for those of you who thought, hey, I might be interested in getting this book. I don't know this person, but I can tell you that somebody introduced me to this one, and I was crazy impressed with it. If you're in the Cincinnati area, there's only one local Christian bookstore left, Inner Blessing, so go ahead and go online and get that. And I bet if Debbie's watching now, she'll say, hey, I work there! And she'll say, Greg, you said the name of the store wrong. Okay, I've got another prayer request that came in here for Tracy, from Tracy Anthony, for praying for Mike O'Brien. I remember we prayed for Mike O'Brien last week too, Tracy. Let's see what else she says here. He had a heavy shelf that fell and damaged his back. He can't walk or move his hands. Okay, yeah. So Tracy, we are certainly proclaiming the victory for him on all that. So Lord, we just normally when I've got the group here, we'll take local prayer requests on that. And traditionally, we've gotten in here with hands, but I don't have any local people here other than the gang that I showed you earlier. but our God is good as God is able. So, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, that you are a God, that you are able, that your great and many blessings flow. Lord, the craziness right now in this world is the fear. I heard Tony Evans share a message. He talked about legitimate concern compared to illegitimate fear. As Christians, yes, we should be concerned. We should take the right steps, but we don't need to be in panic. We don't need to be in fear. We need to take the right steps with this. But the Word of God also tells us that the name of Jesus is the name above all names. And bless God, that name conquers COVID-19 and all sickness and disease. So, Lord, I thank you in your glorious name as we come against the demons of darkness that are spreading through this COVID-19 garbage, and we bind it, and we crush it. In the name of Yeshua Christ Jesus, we command it, bow. Any of you watching right now who are dealing with any sicknesses or diseases, I want you to go ahead and put your hand wherever the pain might be. If you got a fever, whatever, put it on your head, just do it, whatever, and say this after me. Say, this healing belongs to me because of what Jesus has done. He said, I am a child of God. I am royalty because of what Jesus has done. Devil, you cannot be messing with me, says Jesus called heaven to earth. He says, on earth as it is in heaven is what Jesus said. So we call heaven to earth right now in the name of Jesus as all this stuff is pushed out. So Lord, I thank you that the light, your light in every single person on this earth, that your light of Jesus just shines brighter and brighter because the word tells us and the natural tells us light and darkness cannot exist in the same vessel. When I walk into a room, I don't turn off the dark. We turn on the light. So Lord, turn on that light inside all these people now that need your peace, that need your healing, that need to be freed from the anxieties and fears and stresses. I lived through a lot of these things many years back. And by the grace of God, He's set me free and He keeps me free. How do you stay free? You get free by getting into the Word of God, by just laying it at the foot of the cross, and find somebody who's got some faith to help you, help build up your faith to receive, and then run with it. Run with it. How do you run with it? You get into God's Word every day. You do stuff like this. Get your brain thinking about what the Bible was talking about, keeping your focus on Christ. So, Lord, I'm just thanking you for that. We're lifting up Allison. Allison, be free to this COVID-19. Don Vanneman, I heard earlier, is messing with that. That garbage has got to leave him also. I've got a little baby, Rylan, my nephew's first child, born at 6 months because mama was having some, I can't remember what they call it, having some issues where essentially they had to take the child or she was going to have some issues. She's doing fine. Baby's doing fine. I think baby is was 1 pound, 13 ounces when born, so doing well and coming along. But Lord, I just thank you with breath of life. I'm told when she gets to be 4 pounds, it'll be, but she'll get to come home. So Lord, just keep bringing that for baby Rylan. Lord, we're lifting up Kelsey and her family. Kelsey, you know that Lyme disease, that's got to stop. That's an illegal attack against you. You know what I'm talking about. Kelsey, she loves to hang out with us, and we love to see her. She's in Colorado. T-Dog, put your hand on your chest. Whoa, put your hand on your chest, just like I did. Man, smack the mic. Mic drop. Okay, so T-Dog, put your hand on your chest and say, cough and no more of this stuff. I'm tired of this. It is done. Infirmity must go. So T-Dog, we made fully whole. Kathy Edwards, thank you for bringing to remembrance for Wanda Bevington, for her mom in hospice. Joyce Jones, I'm told she's lived a good life, and it's a great thing, and she's done, she's been involved with a lot of things. And so, Lord, I just thank you just for peace for that family. Peace for that family as they see resolution with this. And Tracy, we're certainly lifting up Mike O'Brien, back, you be made whole. You know, I've seen, I tell you, I was at an Emmaus gathering once. We had a guy who was in the Navy, and his mission was to go down a flight of steps, go down one of the ladders down in the lower bowels of the ship, you know, for the water, make sure the pumps and all that are working. And somebody had painted the ladder and didn't put a sign on it. So this guy essentially went three stories down, you know, essentially landing on his feet, but, you know, compressed his spine. So he could hardly even do this without pain. Laid hands on his back in the name of Jesus, and then we were feeling the power of God, and I looked at him and I said, go ahead and touch your toes. And he looked at me like, what? I said, go ahead. Went down and touched his toes, all right? God is good. God is able. So we're claiming that same victory for Mike O'Brien. See who else is rolled in? Yeah, Kelsey, yeah. Pre-eclampsia, that's what, thank you. Thank you, Kelsey. That's actually what my nephew's wife was dealing with, where the baby, they had to take the baby early, but that's good. Tracy Anthony shares that Rachel was born 14 weeks early, and God healed her up, and yeah, that's good. Agreed, Tracy, thank you. And I see Judy Cotman is watching in too. Is Melody around? You guys about ready? Oh, really? Okay. Oh, that's right. School's still going on, right? Melody has to do her exam. It's still a school night. Right? Probably a school night. All right. Well, hey, let's play a couple more songs. We still have about 19 people hanging out with us. So, and yeah, you're out there studying. Yeah, we can chase them off by playing some songs. Let's do it. All right, so we will. So again, glad everybody could be hanging here with us. Hang out with us. We're going to just play some fun music. Yeah? Oh, for that other song? Oh, for Prop Me Up. Okay. Brandon found the song Prop Me Up. So we might have to sing that one as the ode to... Joe Diffie. Okay, your mic should be on now, Brandon.
I'm back.
I hope. Let's bring us around up here.
You all had the pleasure of seeing our wonderful, wonderful studio audience. I think my mic's getting a little warm here. Yeah.
Yeah, I got to back things off here.
You know, Mama Bear, Papa Bear, Mr. Turtle, and Baby Bear there. And don't forget the pink horse. But when we didn't have them, you know, there was nobody around to enjoy the music with us in person. We kept asking, would there ever be anybody out there? Would there ever be anybody out there? So we're leaving church last Sunday, and Greg alluded to the song Comfortably Numb by asking if there would be anybody out there next week.
Nice, Brandon.
How many times can I say that sentence in an intro?
Until I get my bass line.
So now that we have people, I only have to ask it one more time.
Is there anybody out there? Hello, 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 hello. Is there anybody in there? Just nod if you can hear me. Is there anyone at home? Come on now. I hear you feeling down. I can ease your pain, get you on your feet again. Relax,
relax, relax, relax.
I'll need some information first. Just the basic facts. Now can you show me where it hurts? There is no pain you are receiving. A distant ship smoke on the horizon. You have only come through in waves. Your lips move, I can hear what you're saying. When I was a child, I had a fever. My hands felt just like balloons. Now I've got the feeling once again. I can't explain without understand. This is not how I am.
a song that never ends. That's all good. It's all good. Yeah, for not running through, we actually did okay, didn't we? That's because he was carrying the heavy. Yeah, you found the volume. Guess what song? Who knows what song that is? Name that tune. That's probably too fast, actually.
Try to amend my carnivorous habits, making it a civil business, losing weight without speeding some cloud sea, drinking lots of carrot juice and smoking up a race. But at night I have these wonderful dreams, some kind of sensuous dream, not a kitty fettuccine for a week, but a big warm bone with a huge on the meat, cheeseburger and
song.
Who doesn't like singing about
about cheeseburgers? I mean, come on, cheeseburgers. That's good stuff. It's really good stuff. Which one you doing for Brian here? The Summer of '69. You in the regular DA?
I have no idea.
I think that's the cover. That sounds like a good key for you. Anybody remember Brian Adams singing the Summer of '69?
I got my first real six string, molded at the five and nine, played it till my fingers bled, was the summer of 69. Yeah.
Wow, that's high.
It is a little high for you, isn't it? A little high. Oh, we don't have enough people here to do this one, do we? I wanted to do it on Saturday. So however we ended up doing it. Why am I sounding a little extra, like you said, a little extra tinny, a little extra something here? Something is different. Let's figure out what's different. The big question is, what's different? Which mic is hot? One mic's hotter than the other. Was it that one? Oh.
Oh, that's that. That sounds like it.
Really? That's actually your guitar. Your guitar amp.
Really? So they're really screaming over there.
Well, I'll just turn it down just a little then. That's bizarre. What do you want to do, Brandon? Oh, you were wanting me to bring up Ultimate Guitar, weren't you? Is that what you got in front of you?
Yeah.
I should probably just walk over here, shouldn't I?
I'm learning it right now.
Oh, yeah.
6 foot.
Six foot.
The camera does weird things.
Yeah, we're fine. What was the name of this again? I'll look it up.
Yeah, look it up. Yeah.
What was the name of it? I forgot. Prop me up. Okay, you gotta love this. So last. Yeah, give them the story.
Week, we played a Kenny Rogers tune, The Gambler, in memory of the late great Kenny Rogers. And unfortunately, a member of the circle has left the building, and now the late great Joe Diffie has joined him upstairs in the great band in the sky. Nice. He once asked many times, this song was only played once or twice on the radio. Yeah, just once or twice. But his final request was to be propped up beside his favorite jukebox when he died. So I don't know what they're doing in terms of funeral arrangements because of all this COVID, corona stuff going on. But I sure hope they prop him up next to a jukebox.
Actually, you know this more firsthand because you had to go through it in the middle of all this stuff.
Yeah, yeah, that's
your grandma.
True. 10 people.
I presume you're using, which version are you using, one or two?
One?
Yeah. Version one. Okay, so for the non-guitar folk, we're going to theultimateguitar.com.
I highly recommend. Oh, mine.
Use that. You're actually running it as an app, so yours runs a little better than mine.
Yeah.
Okay, is this an A? A-D?
Yep.
Okay.
It starts out real slow and reverent.
Do you
That's
remember?
The part I couldn't remember.
Do you even remember how it starts? Or do we just need to start the chorus?
Well, I ain't afraid of dying. It's the thought of being dead. I want to go on being me once my eulogy's been read. Don't spread my ashes out to sea. Don't lay me down to rest. You can put my mind at ease if you feel my last request. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die.
Oh, this has the word heaven in it. This qualifies.
Lord, I want to go to heaven, but I don't want to go tonight. Fill my boots up with sand. Put a stiff drink in my hand. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Just let my headstone be a neon sign. Just let it burn in memory of all of my good times. Fix me up with a mannequin. Just remember I like blonde. Sorry, church. I'll be the life of the party even when I'm dead and gone. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Lord, I want to go to heaven. I don't want to go tonight. Feel my put a stiff drink in my hand. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Just make your next selection, and while it's still in line,
You can pay your last respects one quarter at a time.
What a great line.
Drop me up beside the jukebox.
I like that line. Die. Play respects one quarter at a time. I like that line.
Lord, I want to go to heaven, but I don't want to go tonight. Fill my boots up with sand. Put a stiff drink in my head. Prop me up inside the jukebox if I die. Oh, prop me up inside the jukebox.
I didn't know what to do there.
If I die.
That's what no practice sounds.
Yeah. That definitely was no practice on that one.
But still fun.
Yes, it was fun.
What else you got on the for today?
It was fun. I don't know. I don't remember what else I had on there.
Maybe anything else.
Probably nothing we can pull off with what we've got sitting here.
Yeah,
well, actually, we kind of could, but it wouldn't be. It wouldn't
yeah,
be.
They're all pretty big.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, are we going to say goodbye then? What time is it? I don't know what time it is. We just have so much fun on here. We just have so much fun on here that we lose track of what time it even is. Oh, yeah, it's 8:51. Oh, yeah, you guys didn't eat yet. Okay, are we done, or are you going to... Oh, no, you have one more. What do you have in mind?
Drummer is making requests.
Drummer request is?
How about Soulshine? We haven't done that for a minute.
We did Blackberry Smoke last time. Oh, yeah, Soulshine. Window Soulshine. That's a good one.
With the kid. I don't want to get the acoustic version.
Soulshine. Of course, he remembers it, right? He's probably got it memorized, don't you, Brandon?
That was just a case.
I'm actually bringing it up I'm bringing it up on Ultimate because I'm already there.
That's dangerous. I'll do that too.
Okay. Version 1 is the most popular.
I too like to live dangerously.
Soul shine's a great thing. Let your soul shine, baby. Let your soul shine.
The Ultimate Guitar is giving me an ad for Kenny Rogers.
Oh, she also, Tracy Anthony says she also likes the Pickup Man. Do you know that one?
Pickup Man? Yeah.
Do you know that one?
Do
Soul Shine, then we'll do the Pickup Man. It looks like she's still hanging out here.
Yeah, pick her out. We'll try
our hand at it. Oh, man, I got to transpose this one. Well, actually, I don't, but... So, what capo are you doing with all this?
I'm doing G capo.
So, you're putting it in G?
I don't have the chords above the first.
Yeah, that's funny.
Oh, you're right. Oh, yuck. That's all right. You know this good enough. You know this well enough.
Days when the stars ain't shining bright, you feel like you lost your way. When those candlelights of home burn so very far away, well, you gotta let your soul shine, just like my daddy used to say,
soul shine, better than the sunshine, better than the moonshine. Don't show better than rain.
People don't mind.
Y'all feel this way sometimes. You gotta let your soul shine. Shine till the break of day.
I grew up thinking that I had it made. I'm gonna make it on my own. I can take the strongest man and make him feel so well. Long. Now and then I feel the cold wind blowing through my aching bones. I think back to what my daddy said. He said, "Boy, in this darkness before the dawn,
let your soul shine. It's better than the sunshine. It's better than the moonshine. Don't show better than the rain.
Now people don't
feel this way sometimes. You gotta let your soul shine, shine till the break of day.
Sometimes, hey man, you feel this emptiness like a demon has robbed him of his very soul. The woman too got no, she can feel like this. And when your world seems cold, you gotta let the spirit take control. You gotta let your soul
shine. It's better than sunshine. It's better than the moonshine. Don't you better than rain. Shine, shine till the break of day. Talk about soul shine. It's better than sunshine. It's better than moonshine. Don't show better than rain.
People
don't mind.
They all feel this way sometimes.
You gotta let your soul shine. Shine till the break of day. Soul shine, shine till the break of day.
What was the name of that other one she said? Pickup. Pickup man. I hope she's still here. Let's see. I have no idea if she's still here. Last song. Pickup man, he says. Is that a one word pickup or is that two words? Pickup, kind of like pickup truck.
Pickup truck is one.
Do I even know this side? But pickup, I'll probably pick recognize this as soon as you start doing it right. I'll get it.
Let's see. I got it. Let it home.
This is truly a test.
G minor in there, really?
Surprise, surprise. Okay, well, apparently there's only one choice on this, so I don't have to pick a version because I know you're going to pick the same version. And ooh, what luck! Like you said, it's G minor, but at least it's G. Maybe I'll recognize this when you start singing it. Tracy, this is for you by special request.
Ignore that. Well, you don't have to. I'm going to ignore that G minor. That's weird. Oh, yeah, it's a typo because it ain't in the second verse.
Oh, really? Oh, cool. Well,
I got my first truck when I was 3. Drove 100,000 miles on my knee. Hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before I hauled the bumpy dog bed before the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man. When I turned 16, saved a few hundred bucks. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town and the first seat was a Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down, climbed in the cab and said, I never knew you were a pickup man. Well, you can set my truck on fire, roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a coupe de ville. Got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. Met all my wives, traffic jams are just something women like about a pickup man. Friday nights, I can be found in the bed of my truck on an old chase lounge. Back in a spot at the drive-in show. You know, a cargo light gives off a romantic glow. I never have to do that. Oh, I'm sorry, Tracy, I messed up the words. I like about a pickup man. He can set my truck on fire, roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a coupe de ville. Got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, everyone. Traffic jam, that is something women like about a pickup man. A bucket of rust. store, brand new machine. Waltz around the block and you'll know what I mean. You can set my truck on fire, roll it down the hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a coupe and a bed. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. If it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I'm in all my wives. Traffic jam, there's just something women like about a pickup man. Just something women like about a pickup man.
Messed the one verse up. Never had actually tried to play that song before. Love it to pieces, but never tried it.
I'm not sure I've ever even heard that song.
Really? Oh my gosh, I love that song. I just never played it before.
Okay, okay.
It's on the list now. It's on the list now.
All right.
It's going to be the campfire special.
All right. Well, there you go. We take prayer requests. Prayer requests and song requests.
Usually the prayer requests come after the song
requests.
That's
right. It's like, God help them. So thanks, everybody, for hanging out with us here tonight. We hope that you had some level of normalcy or craziness to your day, your week, all the crumbs.
Because ain't nothing like hearing, well, you can save my drum rolling out at church.
Only here, folks. Come back next week. We love having you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was great for y'all to hang out with us. Thanks for being here. Remember, your healing belongs to you because of what Jesus has done. So we want to see you next. We'll be here on Saturday, and that'll be on a public page. You can, if you check out my page, or go to the GregConrad.com page, or just Facebook.com/GregConrad for my regular wall. I'll be posting the links for all that stuff. So we'll be here Saturday night at 7 o'clock, and then we'll be here Sunday at 10:15. All kinds of good stuff and all kinds of good music. And to keep things really exciting, for Resurrection Sunday, a.k.a. Easter Sunday, we are planning to do things outside and have a drive-in. So even if the weather's kind of iffy, I think we can still pull it off. If it's a straight downpour, that'll be kind of rough. But the plan...
For the people outside.
But I have an FM transmitter now. So I have an FM transmitter that we can broadcast over FM. So you just like the drive-in. Pull on in, and we're going to have the preacher up on top of a pickup
truck. Welcome to 105.5, the Methodist.
That's right. Well, you know, and I mean, this is not really a new thing. It's actually been done back in the 50s.
Yeah.
In the 50s, they first started doing all this drive-in church stuff, so it's kind of a revisiting of that. But
we don't get the big screen, though. We're not that cool.
No, yeah, you have to slick your hair back.
Yeah, all drummers must slick their hair back. Yeah, can exactly. I get a haircut finally?
Precisely. Yeah, yeah. Good luck with that.
That's my prayer request. That one of the barbers or salons opens back up here soon. This is getting a little much.
Indeed. All right, well, remember, your healing belongs to you because of what Jesus has done. We'll hopefully see you on Saturday night and on Sunday. Make it a great, amazing, and awesome week, guys. You are loved. You are worthy. In the name of Jesus.